You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And at this moment, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe we have Dr. Karen Melusio joining us. Dr. Melusio, are you there?
Hi, good morning, Barry.
There we are. Good magic of telephones and radio. We got you going. And thanks for taking time each week to be with us and fill everybody in on our coronavirus situation. Let's begin talking about the orange tier. Is this a foregone conclusion? Are we certain to be moving this week?
I'm afraid to say that we're not certain. And the reason I say that is because we've had a slight uptick in cases, which has kept our metrics in the red, at least when I last looked over the weekend. Tomorrow we will see whether our metrics will be assigned to the red tier or the orange tier. So it's not foregone conclusion.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. This uptick in cases that you mentioned is not just here. It's everywhere, it seems, but more in other parts of the country. How significant has the rise in cases been?
Well, it's been a slight rise. We've had, we do have an outbreak that's going on, and that's being further investigated at this time, and that's at the veterans' home. So we're just doing some retesting of people that tested positive there, we have it's just enough that it brings us at the metric at the red metric. In order to be in the red metric, your case rate has to be 4 to 10. We're at 5, so it's just above that line. However, here's the good news. The good news is that if people across California that are in the first healthy places index quartile, these are places where there's the least healthy community conditions. If we get to 4 million vaccinations, change the framework so that we may advance to orange just by the shifting of the framework itself, where getting to orange may mean having a case rate that it doesn't have to be below 4 in order to get us into orange.
I think I understand that. This is what happened with Sonoma County a week or two ago, as I recall. They were not quite there, but the vaccination level hit 2 million that week, and that allowed them to move. Isn't that accurate?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. So that could happen. We're at 3.3 million vaccines in the first quartile of the Healthy Places Index. So we're heading toward the 4 million mark. I just don't know how long it's going to take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll just have to be on tenterhooks until tomorrow. The state puts their numbers out in the morning.
Around noon, I think.
Around noon. You usually get a heads up, don't you? Before that, official numbers come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So going into the day tomorrow, you'll know for sure where we're at. Very interesting. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with the information tomorrow. If we do make the orange tier, does that change occur immediately?
Yes, I think the moment that, I would have to really look at, because I'm not used to this movement, but my understanding is that the day that we get there, I think the next day, mm-hmm. the movement occurs.
Yeah.
But I would want to double check that first, because this has only happened once. It's not a workflow that I'm used to, and I would want to double check what mm-hmm. I said.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm thinking in terms of anybody, say, in a winery who was planning to book indoor tastings for, the end of this week or the upcoming weekend, that may not be possible yet because that's part of the orange tier.
Yes, that's correct. So I think we're going to have to you know, we're hopeful, but, you know, I think over the week, I usually look at the metrics over the weekend through it's through a tool that's available by, you know, to local health departments to just take a peek at what's going on. And, you know, last week I could say, yeah, it looks like we're in orange, but over the weekend, I've noticed since late during the weekday, I think it was right, like around Thursday or Friday, that the metrics were in red. And that's where we were when I checked this weekend as well.
Very good. Coming back to what you mentioned about the veterans home having an outbreak, is that among patients there, residents there, or staff, or both?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
It's both. And the majority of them have been vaccinated, so we're just trying to look, you know, just to see whether, you know, there's, you know, they're getting retested again just to make sure there aren't any, you know, there aren't any false positives. We're also just, you know, we're working with the state to see if there's any improvements in infection control that could be done. You know, I know that they've done a great job, you know, for a long period of time. So this is, odd. I think the other thing is that we're trying to figure out whether they had a vaccine lot that was either not stored right, so that could impact the efficacy of the vaccine. If it's not stored right, it was, you know, they got their vaccines through the CDC Federal Pharmacy Partnership, so it's not vaccines that we have control over.
Got it. We're talking with Dr. Karen Maluccio, Napa County's public health officer, getting our weekly update on where we stand with the pandemic and all the different aspects of it. Vaccinations and testing are always two things we want to talk about. Let's talk about testing to begin with. What is the status of testing currently, and what purpose is it serving at this point? Obviously, as you just described, there's an outbreak, you come back and retest some people. But in a general way, is getting people tested still a factor in moving through the color-coded tiers?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, the ability to move through the tiers more rapidly is really dependent on volume of testing, because testing, if you test above the statewide median, it actually, the state applies an adjustment factor to adjust your case rates downward. So I think it's a really key component of it. We have noticed that throughout the state, there has been a decrease in testing volume, but part of it is because our cases have gone down. So, you know, naturally, if you have a lot more cases, you tend to test more people that are symptomatic, and you tend to test more people that are close contacts to cases. But it's still important. It's still important in order to keep our schools open, in order to engage in youth sports. You know, I think that it's important to know what percentage of, you know, staff or staff or students at school are positive. I mean, these are really key components of just seeing what is going on with disease transmission. You know, I think even with vaccinations, we can see mild or asymptomatic infections, and we just want to make sure that we're not dealing with a variant strain of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to the vaccination story as it is this week, we're hearing all kinds of new things almost on a daily basis. There's a bunch of states around the country that are now opening up vaccine to everybody 16 plus. Some counties in the Bay Area, including Solano, most close to us, opened up to 50 plus pretty recently. Napa County has not done that so far. The state's going to open up to 50 plus later this week. Why so much variation, especially looking just here at the Bay Area? Why so much variation? Do some counties, are they getting a greater supply than Napa County's getting, or what's making this difference?
You know, all I can say is that Napa County is really following state guidance. I mean, the counties that are deciding to vaccinate at 50 plus, you know, the 50 plus is on April 1st, and we follow state guidance. The other thing is that, you know, we have a larger percentage of 65 plus. So getting through, that tier, that age tier, you know, takes a longer period of time. We do have a lot of people that are 65 plus. And then, you know, we have a large food and agriculture sector as well. So, you know, just trying to do it in order of the state guidance. Also at the current time, what's allowed is people age 16 and 64 with underlying medical conditions. So, you know, our vaccinators and ourselves, we are trying to follow the state guidance.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that a county like Napa having a higher than average receptivity rate to getting the vaccine, willingness to get the vaccine?
No, I think so. I think that we've found that, for example, our education sector, they have you're talking about 85 to 90% of them got vaccinated. I think that's pretty high. In our healthcare sector, you know, I think it ranges anywhere from 70 to 85%. So I think we do see a high receptivity to vaccination. But, I think what will happen is once it becomes, I think the true denominator of what we'll look at is when vaccines are available to 50 plus and 65 plus, and we'll see what the uptake looks like. And that'll ultimately, it'll ultimately reveal what the hesitancy rate is. I think it's hard to do it when you're doing it in small sectors or small groups at a time.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of vaccine supply in Napa County, what's the status on that? Is it rising gradually?
It's a very small rise. It's definitely not enough to open it up to all of these groups that are being, you know, when we hit 50 plus on Thursday as an eligibility tier. We're not going to have enough vaccine to get all of 50 plus. People are going to be waiting. And also, you know, people are going to have to be patient. Just because an eligibility tier opens up doesn't mean that the supply is in line with the people that are eligible.
Mm-hmm. Sad reality, I guess, you know, as each new level is reached, we sort of start over again or where we were at the beginning, where there was not enough for everybody from the start. So staging in gradually. And yet, you know, we hear that the supply itself is ramping up rapidly. The number of daily vaccinations around the country has gone consistently up for the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think that also the state is, you know, trying to make sure that we meet our equity metric. So they're trying to allocate vaccine to disproportionately impacted populations that have had a lot of COVID-19 infection. And the Bay Area, it happens to have less of those first HPI quartile, you know, areas. So vaccine is going to the Central Valley and some counties in Southern California that have more disproportionately impacted populations. We will see a rise. I think we're going to start seeing the rise more in April. But, the allocations pretty much, you know, through March into the first week of April are going to be relatively flat.
Okay, so we've covered current status on cases, vaccinations. What else is important right now for you? I know this is a big week with the numbers coming out, but what are you most focused on?
Well, I think we're just focused on our transition to the statewide vaccine network through Blue Shield. There's a change in workflows. So local health jurisdictions not only administered vaccines, but we also allocated vaccines. So we would allocate it to our healthcare partners, our outpatient practices, and pharmacies to get, you know, certain sectors. And we are pretty much not going to be able to do that anymore. We are transitioning where a Blue Shield will actually make the allocations according to state guidance. So the state ultimately is the final decider, but the Blue Shield is working with counties to figure out, you know, who would you allocate to this week. So we still have to determine the numbers for them, but they get to allocate. And then the other thing is that we are transitioning to MyTurn, which is the, you know, scheduling. It's a registration and scheduling platform for anyone who is eligible can get vaccinated against COVID-19 in any part of California. So we are in that transition now, and it has not been smooth whatsoever. I know that some counties have, you know, tried to open, you know, vaccinations for MyTurn, and, you know, there's one county that had enough for, you know, 250 vaccinations, and the MyTurn system opened it up to 3,000 people, and that caused a lot of issues. So we're trying to avoid something like that from happening and trying to proceed carefully, but it has been a struggle.
Yeah. For those who have not yet signed up, or I guess even for those who have in one or more places, what's the advice that you're giving now? As we discuss, many people thinking, okay, I'm in the next category, in the 50 plus, I'm ready to get the shot. Where should people go to register? How should they go about it?
Yeah, they can go to myturn.com, and you could just Google MyTurn and sign up for that. I think the other thing is, if you belong to Kaiser or some other healthcare system, they're seeing an uptick in their supply, particularly Kaiser. They're getting the lion's share of the allocations from the state from, as a multi-county entity. The other place to look are retail pharmacies such as CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens. They are part of the CDC Federal Retail Pharmacy Partnership, and they're vaccinating all eligible people. So that's, you know, if you look on our website, you know, countyofnapa.org, and you look in the vaccine section, there are lists of hyperlinks so you can schedule appointments in pharmacies. So I think it's important to note that you don't have to get vaccinated in Napa County. You can get vaccinated outside of Napa County. You don't have to be vaccinated by the health department. There are multiple options on the table, and that, you know, pharmacies are also offering vaccinations. So I think it's you know, keep your eyes peeled for the CDC Federal Retail Pharmacy Partnership. So Rite Aid, CVS, Walgreens. Those are some pharmacies that are vaccinating at the current time.
Mm-hmm. And as we've heard from health professionals before, the best vaccine to get is whatever vaccine you can get. So that would also include, where you get it, I suppose.
The best vaccine is the one that's available at the time.
Yeah. So use all those different resources and use the myturn.ca.gov website to sign up if you haven't done so already. It's often been mentioned by people, well, I signed up a long time ago, but I haven't heard anything. And the reason for that is your number just hasn't come up yet, as it were.
Yeah, part of it's that, but you know, also you also want to look outside of the county. Don't just say that I want to get vaccinated in Napa County. You can get vaccinated in other counties that have been completely onboarded to MyTurn. But you know, at this point, the only Bay Area county that has onboarded to MyTurn is the San Francisco Moscone Center, and then, you know, the FEMA operated site in Oakland. So a lot of us are still in the process of onboarding our clinics with some glitches.
I would guess April should be a big month for vaccinations. We've been hearing about the supplies ramping up and all these transitions and opening up more tiers. The numbers should be pretty impressive over the next 30 days or so, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I think that, you know, there's going to be a definite ramp up in vaccine supply throughout the month of April, in preparation for the fact that everyone who wants who's eligible for vaccine on May 1st should be able to get one.
There you have it, Dr. Karen Berlusio, Napa County's public health officer, with the latest on what we need to know. The big the breaking news out of that, of course, that the orange tier is not a guarantee this week, so we'll be watching closely tomorrow to see how things turn out. Thanks, as always, for being with us today.
Thank you, Barry. Have a great week.
You too. Take care.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.